This show is brought to you by ERN, Entertainment Right Now.
Well, you're listening to The Drive, brought to you in part by Craftsman. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary. And you want to go to Craftsman and the Craftsman Club because they're going to be giving away a Chevy pickup. And you can sign up to win the Chevy pickup and all kinds of other cool stuff at craftsman.com. I'm Alan Taylor. It is The Drive today, broadcasting from Concorso Italiano. It's an all-Italian car show on the Black Horse Golf Course. It's very early in the morning for us here on the West Coast. Beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be nice and cool. And Ferraris, Lamborghinis, Alfa Romeos, lots of beautiful Lancias, beautiful, beautiful cars will be driving by. But right now, we have not so beautiful Greg Stebbin.
Thank you.
Men's Health tech editor. He's the tech guy. He's an old friend of mine, and we've done a lot together. But about 18 months ago, we had Greg test drive a new Volvo that had some semi-autonomous features. And I do believe I made fun of you, and maybe you can tell why. Greg.
Yeah, so I'm not a auto journalist as you are, Alan, and right. You had a crew of others, all of you, you know, very prestigious, learned, experienced auto journalists.
Okay.
And then here comes this upstart, this tech guy, because, you know, tech has no business inside a car, right? Why would you ever give a tech guy a car to drive to test?
Right,
so I get in the XC90, and I, you know, there's all these options. And this car, it was a beautiful, beautiful car. I have to say, you know, hats off to Volvo on this one. I mean, everything was exactly where you wanted it. I mean, it just, when you needed to do something, intuitively, you knew exactly where to find it. And so it had, you know, it had the, and you'll know the technical terms for this, it would tell you if there was a car in your blind spot on either side. It would, you could set the cruise control so that if the car in front of you slowed down, it would, I mean, all these amazing technological features that really were blowing my mind. And I figured out, partially by surfing the web, because I'm a tech guy, by actually picking up the manual and reading it, and through just experimentation, I realized that this was, to a large degree, a self-driving car. And what I mean by that is, because what do you call that when the cruise control will detect the speed of the car in front of you and brake or accelerate in accordance with it? There's a word for that.
Well, first of all, it's every car maker calls it different things for their particular technology, but I call it dystronic cruise control, which means that it keeps to the distance of the car in front of you. You set it, and you want to be five car lengths behind the car in front of you. And if that guy hits his brakes, your car will keep you five car lengths away from him, all the way down to a complete stop.
Yes, but what I learned was, in some cars, this only works at a minimum speed. But in the Volvo XC90, it would work at any speed, including zero. So what I figured out was, as long as I was driving behind another car, I could set that cruise control, and it would do all of the braking and acceleration for me. If we came up to a red light, the car would stop. When the car in front of me took off, my car would accelerate at the same rate as the car in front of me. Essentially, it was performing all of the driving functions except steering the car. I was steering. But of course, it had the sensors. It would know if someone was on the blind spot. It would know if I was veering out of my lane. So I theorized that it probably could do the steering too. They just hadn't released that feature, or there was some technological barrier that needed to be crossed. And I came on your show and told you and your co-host about this, and you guys beat me into a pulp.
No, we laughed because we said, you're not supposed to do that. You're only supposed to use it on the highway for cruise control in order to make sure that you know, you're using it for what it was kind of designed for, and you were using it in the city. And I thought, and we laughed, we were going, that's just so crazy. What are you doing? But see, you were testing the car like a tech guy tests the car. And we're car enthusiasts, so we know what cruise control's for. You were using it more like for autopilot, and we just thought it was funny. And then you asked me, how long is it going to be until they have, you know, fully autonomous cars? And what did I say to you? Are you going to make fun of me?
Of course I am. So at this point, we're now at the LA Auto Show together. And I had been talking to people about self-driving cars, and I asked you, and I think you had said, this was again about 18 months ago, I think you said you saw them as becoming common in 10 years.
Yes. Okay, now hold that thought. We're going to go to the other side of the break with this conversation. We'll talk a little bit about what Volvo and Uber is doing. It's Greg Stebbins. He is the tech guy for Men's Health. This is Inc. Radio. This is the Drive. I also do Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.